Now, adjust the volume control so that the sound can be heard in all parts of the room.
This is the Protect Your Assets podcast.
Mr. Sandman,
you get the idea?
Bring me a dream.
It's on the internet.
Make him the cutest that I've ever seen.
Go on.
Give him two lips like roses and clover.
It's a great program.
And tell him that his lonesome nights are over, Sandman.
What is it?
It's exactly what I need.
It's a slam dunk.
It's great.
It's like no cheese I've ever tasted.
Please turn on your magic beam.
Oh, here he comes.
Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream.
Here's David Hollander.
Unless you live under a rock with no cell signal, your brain processes an extraordinary amount of information every day. In fact, we process now 5 times as much information as they did back in 1986, according to a study conducted by the UC San Diego. Can you believe that? 100,000 words a day. That's the size of reading To Kill a Mockingbird. So our brains just aren't equipped to deal with so much information, and you mix into that all kinds of fake financial news, and what you have is a perfect recipe to make some pretty bad decisions when it comes to your money. So this morning, we're going to talk about that. How do you identify fake financial news? I'm going to give you 7 tips on how to do that. Good morning. I am David Hollander, and this is Protect Your Assets Radio. You hear the jingle. For those of you just joining us the first time, I am the Sandman. That's because I help my listeners sleep well at night. How'd you sleep last night? A little hot around here, wasn't it? Wow. Anyway, more of the same coming. Oh, we won't talk about that upset either. Man, ninth inning. Oh, boy. Anyway, all right. Well, I am a full-service financial broker. Been doing this for over 25 years and a licensed attorney. We are broadcasting live right now. So if you have a question, maybe you want to know what temperature is going to be next Thursday, or if the market's going to drop 20% and you want to know, is that true? Well, you can always tweet me that question at PYA Radio. Again, at PYA Radio, anytime you like, 24 hours a day. So this was quite fascinating as I started to read about fake financial news and what it actually is and how to identify it. And it's just, it's so interesting, all these things that we see every day here on the radio, certainly through our cell phones. They're designed to do one thing, and that's to get you to take action of some sort or the other. And it's not always the best action. In fact, as I started going through this, I started seeing many similarities to lots of things that I read every day, and then realizing, wow, this is being driven by something else. So we've come up today with seven tips that you need to know on how to spot fake financial news, and then what you can do about it before you make a bad mistake. The first one, this is the first tip to identify fake financial news, is you should proceed with caution when predictions are made. Think about that. Many financial articles do their best to try and cover what could happen in the future. You probably heard this. Markets will drop next week 10%. How will the economy perform this year? Will the Fed raise interest rates? I mean, all these headlines that are out there are examples of fake financial news, because in reality, nobody really knows what's going to happen. It's just kind of like the game last night, right? I mean, it looked like the Giants were going to win. It was like all over. And then what happens? Gosh. By the way, the game will be again today at 2:35. Right here on the station, Battle of the Bay. Anyway, so it's like, you know, that's fake financial news. This is going to happen. No one knows what's going to happen. You can make predictions, but if someone or some article is telling you, look, this is what exactly is going to happen next week, and so you should do this, I don't know. Maybe you need to think about that a little bit. Is there really something that's for sure going to happen? Does anybody really know that the market's going to crash? Or that we're going to, you know, have a really strong finish here for 2020. I mean, right now, think about it this way. Right now for 2020, we have an election coming up. No one knows what's going to happen with that. You could have fundamental change occurring. And of course, if, you know, one party gets in versus another, that just has different issues associated with it, and the market probably will react. But right now, nobody knows. No one knows. So to say that, you know, this is going to happen or that's going to happen for sure, and then you to react on that, just be careful. I mean, you know overall that when you think about financial trends, if you want to look at trends over the long haul, I mean, we're talking 10, 15, 20 years, you know that stocks on average go up more than they go down. I mean, that's how economies expand. That's how our standard of living increases. You know that when there is a shock like we had in March, typically on average, you know, the better times last three times longer than the shorter times. I mean, these are all statistics that we can look at. These are things that happen. These are things that have happened. And will they happen again? Of course they will. I mean, these are just things that happen. But to know exactly when and how it's going to happen, that's a little tough. Next thing to know as a tip would be to consider the source, right? I mean, I don't like to usually pick on something, but just before I came on the air, I was hearing all about what was going to happen, particularly with particular, you know, games, right? I mean, who knows? Who knows what's really going to happen? I don't think anybody really knows. And so you got to consider the source of what they're saying to you, and then if you're going to react on that, right? And so usually a sign of an article or an author's legitimacy is, did it come from a real media organization? Or was it just created by somebody who's unknown, someone who doesn't even know what they're talking about, maybe hasn't been doing whatever they've been doing for very long? You know, these are important things to look at. Are they recognized by, you know, legitimate resources, organizations that are in that particular industry? Or is it some sort of a blog or some sort of a, you know, random post that just comes out of nowhere? So be careful about how much credence you give to any information that you receive, particularly across your cell phone. I mean, let's face it, right now, social media has been designed a lot to create false media. You look at all sorts of ways that you get information each day. And as we know, as we've heard, it comes from people sitting in a room trying to design a certain issue to go a certain way. And there's absolutely no backing behind it at all. There's no real author at all. So you really got to be careful. It's important to remember that there isn't a team of editors usually behind that, and that it's, it's one or two opinions possibly of somebody who maybe has a different opinion, and they're just trying to vet it, which is fine. It is a free country, and they're entitled to do that. But you need to remember that that opinion or that post may not have been fact-checked or vetted. And so this should just make you a little bit suspicious to make sure that you check it out before you certainly act on someone else's beliefs, someone else's statement of what the benefit will be, again, before you take action, because those sort of things could really find you getting in all kinds of trouble if you make a, quick move on something when your emotions are running high. So be careful about that. Be careful about the source of the information. That brings us to the next one, which would be, does the author of the data or the information that you're reading or seeing, does it have an agenda? As you know, today, these one-liners, the content, what you're hearing, these flash information, again, we're being so overwhelmed by so much data, so much information, that when you see the one-liner, you see the bullet point, you tend to want to read that, right? Because it's easy, it's quick, it conveys a point. That is content. And today, as we know, content is king. And you have to ask yourself the question, when you see a particular slice of data, a particular slice of information, does the author of that have an agenda? Are they trying to get you to do something that may or may not be in your best interest? And so it's always a good idea to have a little bit amount of skepticism when you read something, because as you know, that may or may not be true, but sometimes it just seems so overwhelming that it has to be true. So I'm going to have you do this. Ask yourself a question. as you read something or hear something? Does the author have an incentive for putting that information out there, for publishing that information? Ask yourself that question. Ask yourself the question, does the author provide good evidence? Is the data presented in the right context? Does the author prove his or her work and show how they came to the conclusion? Or is it just a one-liner with a quick, you know, highlight and gets you to react? So, you know, just apply a little bit more critical thinking before you just go ahead and jump in there and take action. Now, when we come back, we're going to be dealing with our popular They Say segment. You're going to love this one. I came across this headline this week that says that you're going to be happy. In fact, happiness tops out at $75,000 a year of income. Is that really true? Well, let's find out. That's fake news. You really don't want to miss this one. You are listening to Protect Your Assets Show. We'll be right back.
Times are changing. Some would say they've already changed. And how do you actually protect your assets? David Hollander's Protect Your Assets events focus on common financial concerns that individuals and families face in retirement. Things like how to prepare for unexpected medical expenses and ways to create income to help support your desired lifestyle. Join us at our next free event to learn how addressing these concerns can help you feel more confident about the days ahead and help you sleep better at night. Just go to pyaevents.com and reserve your seat today. That's pyaevents.com and sign up or join the wait list today. pyaevents.com. Enjoy the rest of the ride. Any of Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, all you have to do is go to pyaradio.com where you can download or listen to our latest shows for free. Just go to pyaradio.com on your computer or mobile device when it's most convenient for you. That's pyaradio.com. Now, back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, the Sandman.
Unless you live under a rock with no cell signal, your brain crosses an extraordinary amount of information every day, so that's why I thought I'd give a little Almond Brothers there a little bit of relaxation, if you know what I mean. But get this. This is incredible. So I was reading that this week that the UC San Diego apparently did this study that found that we read, just from all this information we get deluged with, about 100,000 words a day. And if you think about it, that's the size of To Kill a Mockingbird. So you're essentially reading a book every day with all this information that you're getting. And of course, because it's so much, what do you tend to read and think about a little bit more? It's those one-liners, right? Those quick and easy. If you do this, then you get that. It just makes life easier, right? That's how we're digesting our content today. So it got me to start to dig in a little bit here on what we call fake financial news. And so this morning we're talking about 7 tips on how you can identify or spot fake financial news before it gets you. Just cause you to just take a step back there and think about it a little bit before you you take action. And one good way to do that, we just started this actually recently on Google and also Amazon. So I can't remember what that one's called. But anyways, through those two ones, you can say, hey, talk to Protect Your Assets. And on Google, say, hey, Google, talk to Protect Your Assets. And you can actually hear our podcast. You can have all sorts of content regarding estate planning, regarding taxes, investments, all sort of things. So that's kind of interesting. We just started that out. And rather than read something, you can hear something by just talking to Google. So that's kind of cool. All right. Well, now it's time for one of our fan favorite parts of the show. It's time for our They Say segment where we debunk common myths, half-truths, and just sometimes bad advice that they say.
Who are they? What do they know that I don't? And what are they saying this week? There's only one man with all the answers. And here he is, David Hollander, the Sandman.
So here's one that they say. This is a study. Again, once you hear it's a study, you need to immediately have the radar go up So this was a research paper, by the way. This was done by Angus Deaton and Daniel Kahneman that said that happiness tops out at $75,000 a year in annual income. So as you get into the study, it suggests that our day-to-day emotional well-being may not increase after reaching $75,000 in income. But it doesn't say that a person who earns $1 million, say, isn't any happier or more satisfied in life than someone making $75,000. So that brings me to my next point, which is you need to question an article's conclusion, or any study for that matter, before you just go ahead and say, oh, of course, that's the way it is. Because news often tries to oversimplify or overstate conclusions of studies that were done to sometimes make it easier to read. And as you do that, you could actually completely misinterpret what the meaning of what the article was trying to say in the first place. So the other thing I've noticed, too, is sometimes they even fail to provide the qualifiers, such as how long was the study conducted, how many people was it conducted on, and how the data was compiled. And many times we see this a lot when it comes to information about how a particular investment may have done. This could be something that was preliminary. In fact, it was a market reaction to a situation. Remember just recently, for instance, the oil and gas problems that we had, right, in April. We saw the market drop very quickly when it came across the board in oil and gas. Just about everything got slashed and hit levels that were never seen before. And, of course, immediately you saw all the press news start to come out, start to talk about that. I started getting calls from clients, people saying, well, maybe we should jump on this right now. Again, these are the types of things that are the behavior you need to step back and try and pull yourself away from, because this sort of response is exactly what the data is trying to get you to do. And so when it causes you to have that sort of a reaction, the first thing you should think about is this fake? Is this causing me to make a decision that potentially is going to derail all the hard work, all the plans that I've made to get to where I am today? And as I mentioned at the top of the show, you know, we're here to answer questions. We're here to help you. And we have an email this week. This came from Vera in Palo Alto, and she wanted to ask me a question. And so, again, remember, if you ever want to ask me a question, there's two ways you can do it. You can always do it live right here on the radio. You can call 808-5627 right now, 808-KNBR, and Kevin's there. He'll help us out, get your question answered right now. Or you can always tweet me a question at PYA Radio. Again, that's at PYA Radio. So Vera in Palo Alto wrote me this. She said she's the power of attorney for her uncle who lost his wife a couple years ago. And he didn't want to put his wife in a long-term care facility or create a long-term care policy for her because he felt it was too expensive. So he paid for all of his wife's care out of his own pocket. Now, when she passed away, this left him with virtually nothing in terms of savings, but he did still own his condominium that had about $100,000 of equity in it. So now her uncle is in a temporary long-term care facility, and she doesn't know when he's going to be coming back home. The long-term care facility is costing her uncle a pretty good amount of money right now, and he still has a mortgage on his condo. And so the question that she's asking me is that his $2,000 a month Social Security payment is not covering all the expenses per month. And so she and her brother are covering the leftover expenses out of their own money, but they can't afford to keep doing that for much longer. So she wanted to know if she should consider selling the condominium, putting him in the long-term care facility full time. And if so, would they be able to use the $100,000 of equity to buy a financial product to finance this? Are there any other options? Okay, so this is a pretty, you know, complicated situation, Vera. So the first thing I'm going to say is this. I would recommend that you contact us. Again, you can call this number 866-PROTECT. Again, our number is 866-PROTECT. And we can talk to you about some options around your situation, because I'll need to get some more facts. But generally, let me say this. There are some things you can do if you find yourself in Vera's situation. And the first thing, Vera, is you could try to rent his condo. If you rented his condo, then that rent plus his Social Security may be enough to cover the payment that you're paying right now for the facility. And that would help you not have to dip into your and your brother's pockets to try and help out your uncle. Realize this too. The other thing that your uncle could be eligible for, it sounds like, with his income being at only $2,000 and maybe having no assets right now, because like you said, you're dipping into your pocket. All he has is equity in his property, is that he could be eligible for a program in California known as Medi-Cal. Medi-Cal is something that's available to help you pay for long-term care stays. And so this condo is a protected asset, meaning that if you own real estate, a home that's your primary residence and you intend to return home, that asset is fully protected from spend down or a Medi-Cal recovery if you put that asset in a trust. So there's different ways to protect that asset. This is the Protect Your Asset show. And make sure that it passes on to maybe your uncle's intended beneficiaries, and also make it so he could stay in the facility and not have to dip into that equity whatsoever. So as you can see, this is a somewhat complicated issue, somewhat complicated problem. We would definitely want to know some more facts around this, Vera, before, you know, I just said to go ahead and do that. But know this, there are many different things you can do if you or your family are faced with this sort of situation. And like I said at the top of the show, I've been doing this for over 25 years. We have three CPAs in my office. We have a handful of attorneys in my office, and we have a full financial service team that are CFPs, licensed financial individuals. And we all work together as a group to help clients, just like Vera, figure out how do you plan this from a tax perspective, from a legal perspective, so you don't make a mistake. Because let's face it, it is so easy these days to make a mistake with so much just wrong, fake financial news out there. Coming up next, I've got a couple more tips on how you can spot fake financial news and hopefully keep yourself out of trouble before you get into it. You are listening to the Protect Your Assets show. I am David Hollander. We'll be right back.
If you missed any of Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, all you have to do is go to pyaradio.com, where you can download or listen to our latest shows for free. Just go to pyaradio.com on your computer or mobile device when it's most convenient for you. That's pyaradio.com. Now, back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, the Sandman. There's a fire.
Your brain processes 100,000 words a day. Can you believe that? That's the same as reading To Kill a Mockingbird on a daily basis. So, I don't know about you, but when your spouse says, hey, you should be reading a little bit more, you say, you know what? I read 100,000 words a day. I'm reading plenty. Anyway, today we've been talking about how to identify the fake financial news that's thrown at you literally all day long in all sorts of different contexts. And we were giving you the tips on how to do that today. And I hope you found that somewhat helpful. But, you know, through this whole pandemic, we've been doing these virtual workshops, and they've been great. It's kind of fun. Every Thursday we get together, we get on our computers, and folks log in, and we have a nice chat, and we go through different subjects. And this Thursday, we're going to actually be talking about Medicare. So if you're looking forward to your free Medicare Part A that you've been working so hard for all your life, and now it's time, when you turn 65, you get Medicare because you paid into it. But you have to make decisions because there's Part B, there's Part C and D. And how do you pay for that? And what are you entitled to? And what should you do? All really good questions, very complicated subject. And so if you ever thought about it, or if you have Medicare right now and you're thinking about examining it again, which you should on an annual basis, because you could save a lot of money by doing it, definitely tune into our webinar. And the way you can sign up for that right now is you can go to pyaevents.com. Again, PYA stands for Protect Your Assets, pyaevents.com. You can register right there, and we'll see you next Thursday. Want to wish a happy birthday to Dale Thompson, Kevin Wong, Al Baratza, Jen Bradley, Lynn Kayashi, and Sonia De La Fuente. Happy birthday to all of you. Hope you guys have a great birthday. It's been certainly a warm week. I think that will continue. And so this week we've been, or today we've been talking about the 7 tips on how to identify fake financial news. Now, the another bullet point to know is consider the shelf life of the topic. As you know, immediate news stories are just that. They're immediate. They're designed to push a hot button, designed to get you to do something. So ask yourself, is this a short-term event made bigger than it really needs to be? Or is it complicated and it needs further consideration? Remember, immediate stories are just that. And you may remember when we had the Secure Act. Certainly that was a big change, and there were certain things around that. But then all of a sudden there's all this press, you know, mimes, etc., blogs, things on your cell phone about getting you to take action about the Secure Act and maybe to even relate to you. So consider that as another bullet as you look at the 7 tips to avoid fake financial news. Here's number 6. Ask yourself, does this affect me, right? Does this affect me? Does it have anything to do with you? A simple metric to use when you read financial news is to ask if that information is relevant. Is it relevant to your situation? I'm amazed at how many people have opinions about what you should do. Remember our They Say segment, what you need to do now. I mean, really? How do they even know your situation? They don't. Everyone's different. Everyone has their own plan. Everyone should have a unique financial plan that's special to you. Your next 20, 30 years of your life are going to require certain financial commitments, certain financial income, certain financial expenses, certain taxes. Bitcoin certainly is not going to solve all of your problems. So remember that. Ask yourself, does this really affect me? And take that financial story in context as it relates to your, obviously, your personal financial situation. And the last one that you should consider as you look at the 7 tips to identify fake financial news is to consider the context. Let me give you an example. The financial world, as we know, it's heavily data-driven, facts, figures, and you have to pay close attention to the context, how they're presenting it to you. Let me give you an example of daily market percentage, for instance. So a small percentage change in the Dow Jones, for instance, can look substantial when it's listed as a number of points up or down. For example, remember this has just happened March 9th. The Dow lost 1,100 points. Remember the translation that day? Well, the Dow dropped 1,100 points. The decline was really 4.5%, but 1,100 points sounds so much more dramatic, doesn't it? And that's what was flashing across the screens. You may remember seeing that on your phone. I remember on my smartphone at the end of the day, my little, you know, Apple News, whatever says Dow drops 1,100 points. Okay, well, what does that really mean? Well, in the context point of view, one of the biggest drops we saw in a single day was back on October 19th of 1987 when I started getting involved in the business back then, buying my first stocks. I'll never forget it. It's a 22.6% drop in a day. How does that compare to 4.5%? I mean, again, big difference, right? So realize that these financial terms that you're seeing crossing the screens, these data numbers, you know, really rarely should you react to them. You should take these with a grain of salt. Most of you do. Did a good job this year of that. Obviously, it's a lot of it's come back quite a bit, which has been great. And you know, capital markets have a long history to make any data point seem exceptional if you wanted to, and you can flip it the other side. I've seen lots of studies where they're looking at 10-year averages, and you know what I mean. It could be 10 years one way or 10 years the other way just because you changed the month or the year of your survey. So, all right, I'd like to give a big thanks to the entire Protect Your Assets team this morning for putting together another great show. Executive producer and network manager, Kevin Renfer. Of course, all my fabulous producers are in the studio, Claire, Phil, and Felicia. Because without my team, I'm just another pretty voice on the radio. You have been listening to the Protect Your Assets Show. I am David Hollander, the Sandman. Go out and make the rest of your life the best of your life.
All calls have been screened. Callers should not expect their conversations with David Hollander on the radio or with staff to be held in confidence. And that legal information provided on the air is not intended to be a substitute for callers hiring their own lawyers to advise them about personal legal matters. Proper advice depends on complete analysis of all the facts and circumstances. The information given on this program is in the nature of general financial comment and cannot be relied upon as pertaining to your specific financial situation. California Life Agent number 0B48569. Listeners should consult their own financial advisor or conduct their own due diligence before making any financial decisions. The preceding program was paid for by Liberty Group, LLC. And the views and the opinions of the host do not represent those of this station or its ownership. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Radio Network.